Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Tamura is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
Baisai, this is a special announcement for all Shas Illuminated participants. We are Baruch Hashem nearing the completion of Shas Illuminated shiurim on all of Shas. Plans are underway for a major Siyum event to take place in December, and we want to share this simcha with you, our dear Lomdim. Please email Siyum at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS to receive updates about the Siyum.
We're learning Masechtas Tmura Daf Chav Tes. We're going to start from Daf Chav Chesu and Beis the Sugya of Muksa. The Gemara brings Ezu Muksa Lavedis Kechavim. Kepshutay means that you max it, you set it aside, someone sets aside this animal to worship the animal itself. But Rashi says, Muksa Shekseul Tserech Takruvis Avedis Kechavim, Rashi a little bit earlier, that setting aside in order to bring it as a carbon to Avedis Zarah, that's also called Muksa. Here also when the Gemara says, the din that you need a Muksa L'Shiva Shanim, Rashi says, Shehuksa L'Shiva Shanim Asev Shiva Shanim Akriveu L'Avedis Kechavim. You'll offer it for Avedis Kechavim. Rashi in a lot of places also says that. He says muksa means yamaksa fetakruvus of aydazara. Rashi in Zvachim daf ayin aleph, Rashi in Kedushin daf nin zayin amid beis, in Bava Kama daf mem amid beis, a lot of places Rashi says muksa is ksei fetakruvus of aydazara. The Rambam doesn't mention anything about takruvus of aydazara. It's mashma, the muksa is to be maksa for aydazara itself. We'll speak about this a little bit later in the shir. Al-Kabanim, the two Gemaras about what makes it muksa. The first Gemara brings Amr Shlokish, Ein Aser L'Muksa L'Sheva Shanim. It's only Aser when it's muksa for 7 years. That's one Gemara. And another Gemara says, a little bit later, Chavtasim and Aleph, Amr Rav Barav Adam Rav Yitzchak, Ein Muksa Aser El Ad Sheyavdu. Until you actually do an avoid the not an avoid the zar itself, that will be never, but until you do a maisa. And ulam rabbi echanan and shimshu lekayim avoid the zar, until you give it over to the kaimim, to the priest of the avoid the zar. And bay omer rabbi echanan shechaleo kashine avoid the skechavim. Until you give it the animal food from the avoid the zar. So in both the Gemaras, Rashi has two mahalchim. In the Gemara of Sheva Shanim, the first malach of Rashi is it's not muksa. It doesn't become a psul muksa unless you max it for 7 years, that you're going to fatten it up, you're going to prepare it for 7 years until you max it. But he adds another pshat that muksa only lasts for 7 years. Muksa has an expiration date. If the behemah is muksa l'avodah zarah, after 7 years that they still weren't max it, or if you hold it means to worship it, they still didn't worship it, that's the end of it. It becomes ois muksa. And Rashi also brings a similar tupshatim by the other Gemara that Ein Muksa Aser Ad Sheyavdu. That one pshat is that all these things were to make it Aser. In order to make it Aser, you need a Maisa, you need an Avodah L'Tzarech Avodas Kechavim, Rashi says. But he brings another pshat that it's Ela Ad Sheyavdu. That's what he says is more meduk. It doesn't say Ad Sheyavdu, it says Ela Ad Sheyavdu. Only until you use it. In other words, when you're using it, not for the Avodah Zarah, when the Kaimim start using it, not for the Avodah Zarah, so then it becomes Ois Muksa. And Ela Ad Sheyimsu L'Kaimim doesn't mean that you give it to the Kaimim to bring it for the Avodah Zarah, for Keret. It means only until you give it to the Kaimim that they should eat it themselves. Or to give it to Kashina Avodah Zarah, that you're fattening it up for the Kaimim to eat. So the Gemara is not telling you a Chiddush what it needs in order to become Muksa. The Gemara is telling you how it becomes Ois Muksa. So, there's a big nafka mina la'alocha. According to the first pshat, it's only Muksa if you wait 7 years. Or if you do a Maisa to make a Muksa. But standing Maksa doesn't make the Psul. But according to the second pshat, no. Standing Maksa makes the Psul. After 7 years, that's when it becomes Ois Psul. After you do the Maisa, meaning you do a Maisa not to use it for Avodah Zarah, then it becomes Ois Psul. Now the Rishonim, the Kama Rishonim that argue on these two Mahalchim of Rashi. Some say like one Mahalach, some say like the other Mahalach. The Rambam Menuchas Yisur Mizbeach, Perek Dal Malacha Dalet says, Me'ein Masayti Pasol Abaheima O'if Mishum Muksa. When does it be Gabasol? Mishiyash Ben Akaimer Maisa. When they do a Maisa with it, can go in Shiyigzu Oysay, a Yavdu Boy L'Shem Avei Dezara. Avol B'dvarim, Einai Nasa Muksa, Shein Hegdish La'Avei Dezara. Just saying it, it doesn't become muksa. Because ein hektish l'avei dezara. You can't make hektish l'avei dezara. Just saying it. You have to do something. So he's learning like the first lashon of Rashi in the Gemara Vachiasma Maisa, that the maisa you need in order to answer it. But the Ravid says that yesh v'sorim shlona girsa achrina ein muksa asur ela adsha shiigzu ashiavdubai. Like Rashi's second shot, that the aksa gufa makes it muksa. But you can make an ice muksa when you do a maisa in order to use it not for avay desire. So that's a machlokes Ram and Ravid. The Ram holds like the first pshat of Rashi. The Ravid holds like the second pshat of Rashi. You also have Rishonim in Bava Basra on this topic. Of course, at Daf Kuf Chaf Tesem and Beis, the Gemara says that Teich De Dibur is Kedibur for everything except for avay desire and kedushin. Now you don't say teicha deidibe kedibur by avay dezara. What's the case of avay dezara? The Rishbam says if someone says something should be set aside for avay dezara and he's chayze teicha deidibur, it doesn't work. You don't say teicha deidibe kedibur by avay dezara means when someone sets aside something for avay dezara and teicha deidibe is chayze, it doesn't work. So Taisus and Kamri Rishenim say that can't be the pshat because if someone sets aside something for Avei Dezara, in any way it doesn't become Asr. Because the Gemara in Avei Dezara says, L'gabit Adin Takruvus, which is Asr Bana, L'gabit Adin Avei Dezara, that's Asr Bana, ain't Hektish L'Avei Dezara? There's no such thing as Hektish saying that something should be for Avei Dezara, it doesn't make it Avei Dezara, L'gabit Yitzhar Ano. Gemara Avei Dezara, Daf Mem Dalanam in Beis, Elam Isaac Taisus in the Rishenim, you're going to say, L'gabit Ipsul Karbin of Muksa, but that's not true because muksa, ein muksa v'edizara ala sheva shanim, it says. You need 7 years. You can't just say it's for v'edizara. It has to be for v'edizara for 7 years. Or, achib sirenu l'vichom v'chlenik ashina v'edizkichovim. You have to do a maisa. That you give it over to the kaimrim, or you give it kashina v'edizara. And all that is not shaykh, the din of teich l'dibi. Now, I can't be chayz of teich l'dibi from that. So Tarsus learns because of that, that the pshat is an actual avei dezara. Someone does avei dezara with dibur. If someone says to avei dezara eliyata, that's a maisa avei dezara, he can't be chayz teichad dibur. But al kopanim, you see Taisus and the Ritva and other rishonim that ask this kasha, that how could the Rishbam say that when someone says something should be for avei dezara, he can't be chayz teichad dibur? When someone says something should be for avei dezara, fregin the rishonim no dina machal, not an issa hektish, not an issa hedi, not even issa hektish. You need 7 years or a maisa. So that's like the first pshat of Rashi. But the Ramban in Bava Basra, the Kuf Chaf Tesu and Beis, defends the Rishbam, and he says that's not the pshat in the Gemara. The pshat in the Gemara is avad. As soon as you say something should be for avei dezara, that gufa makes it so muksa. What's the pshat in the Gemara? Like the second pshat, that after 7 years, it becomes ice muksa. After you do a maisa, that you don't want it to be a tekuvus, it becomes ice muksa. That's the pshat in the Gemara. The male of the Rishbam is good. You can learn, we're talking about a psul carbon. You say something's for avay desara. If you can't be chayz, it's a teichadei dibur, because just saying something's for avay desara alone makes the psul. Now, Taisus, and the Taisus Rosh, at the sheet he brings down, says a possible pshat to help out the Rishbam, a third pshat in Sheva Shonim. We have a pshat that it's only muksa if it's around for 7 years. It's hanging around, being prepared for avei dezara for 7 years. Only after 7 years it becomes muksa. We have a pshat that fakert, that if they waited 7 years and they still didn't bring it, vayisleis are never going to bring it, it becomes ice muksa. We have a third pshat that you have to be that you're going to max it for 7 years. But when you max it for 7 years, it right away becomes puzzle. It doesn't only become puzzle after the 7 years. As soon as you max that it should hang around for 7 years and then you'll use it for avei dezara, it becomes puzzle right away. So it's be'ikah like the first pshat in Rashi, but you don't have to wait 7 years. So it may be good to Rishbam, It's possible as soon as you say, I'm going to put it aside for 7 years for Avodah Zarah, and that you need 7 years is you need that the Haksah should be for 7 years, but not they should have to actually wait the 7 years. So that's the third pshat. Now, the Rambam leaves out the din of 7 years altogether. He doesn't say any of these three pshatim. He doesn't say the din altogether. He doesn't say that you have to wait 7 years in the Haksah till it becomes pasul. He doesn't say that you have to max it, that it should be hanging around for 7 years, and then they'll use it, and then it becomes pasul right away. Nor does he say the pshat, that after waiting 7 years, it becomes ois pasul. The Rambam's mashmin it entirely. Since you said the early Noisa Kalim, I didn't see anyone ask this kasha. The one I saw ask this kasha is the Sefer Hara Maria, relatively late Noisa Kalim, like 100 years ago. And he says, it's not cheshbon. He says, the Gemara says like this, Rish Lakish knew this din of Eim Muxel L'Sheva Shanim, because it says, Vahi B'lai Lahu, V'yoyim Alei Hashem, Kachas Apar Shara Shal Avichu Apar Sheni Sheva Shanim. Now, the second pshat of Rashi, that after 7 years it becomes mutter, so the pshat in the Gemara is that the reason why he was allowed to bring it as a carbon is because it was Sheva Shanim, it was ready for 7 years, Muksa, and they never brought it. Vice they said, not going to bring it. That's why it became mutter. That's how Rashi learns according to a second pshat. So the Gemara asks the kasha of Hasa Muksa B'chur Ava Neved Nami Ava. But what do you mean? Is that Muksa? It's also Nevad. They actually worship that para. So it should be ourselves Nevad. So the Gemara says, Om Vechem Yaakov Muksa L'Avad V'lo Yavdu. They never worshipped it. So far we're learning it was not Nevad. And it lost the psul muksa because it hung around for 7 years, and that's the pshat in the pasuk. That's the makar for this din. But then the Gemara says, "Rav Amal Elam Avdu v'chidishu k'der Abba Bar Kahana." That really they did worship it. It's a chidish like Abba Bar Kahana, the Amar Abba Bar Kahana, Shmoy Nidvar Matiru Baisalayla. All these different psulim that they were matir for Gidayin on that night. Arah Shah, he got a nevuah that he should be over on all these psulim, but it didn't have the psul muksa. As Dr. Har Maria, if you learn the Gemara this way, so Rava seems to be saying that even if you wait 7 years, it still is a psul muksa. And the reason why Gidon was allowed to bring the part was a Rasha. So male, the Rambam's passing like the Maskana said Gemara. The Rambam learned that the Gemara fell off the din of 7 years. 7 years was only if you learn it wasn't Evan, and the male you needed the 7 years to make it ois muksa, and there was no Rasha, and the male, that teaches you that after 7 years it's no longer muksa. Hashenki and Rava says it's a chiddush, even though it was a parasheva shanim. It sounds like even after 7 years you have a psul muksa. That's why the Ram doesn't bring it down. That's a pshat of the Har Maria. But yesh lahoyer, so the Ramam, like we said, he learns a pshat of atshiyasa by maisa, meaning that you need the maisa to aser it. But according to the Har Maria, he learned the Gemara of sheva shanim, that you need the Sheva Shanim to make it ice, to be mafkiya the din. Shayach to learn that way, but l'charbi mogishmak to learn both gemaras the same. Either they're both talking about how you make the psul muksa in the first place, or they're both telling you how you mafkiya the psul muksa. So I was thinking you could say similar to the Har Maria. You could say like this. You see, the emphasis is it's not clear the other pshat. Rashi says, Parasheni Sheviyam, and according to the Pshat that you need the 7 years, Rashi says that what you see from the Pasuk is that Alma Hochir Chayelam Evet. You see that that's the Derech. The Derech is to do it for 7 years. So Mux is Mistam with the Derech. If the Pasuk points out the Derech is for 7 years, Vice says you need 7 years to make it Muxa. So Ibazai Fekta Chak Nasan, so what's the Gemara's Kasha? Fahasa Muxa Bulchud Hava Nevid Nami Hava. Okay, I mean, we're saying it is muksa according to this pshat. So what's the kasha that it's also nevan? So you're saying it is muksa. Elamai, it's a chiddush. So then, what's the kasha of nevan? And if we don't know it's a chiddush, you should ask a kasha. How could you be makriv it all together if it's muksa? What's the shakl v'tarya nevid nami hava, and this teretz is that they only wanted to be eved, they weren't eved, it wasn't nevan. But l'chayr, it's muksa. So, the Eilu Shloime says that the pshat is that if you're going to be medayik from the pasuk that you need 7 years, be medayik from the pasuk that you need also nevad. Maybe that also you need in order to have a psul muksa. because that was Neved also. So that thing might say, no, it wasn't Neved. And that's why I can be dying that you need 7 years. But it's still schwer. Like the Eilish Shlaimi asks, like the Chak Nassan asks, so what's Rav's teretz of Chiddush? We know Chiddush. We know that there's no Psalm Muksa. What's Rav's teretz of Chiddush? We're asking a kash of Neved to tell you that you also need Neved for the Psalm Muksa. The Mara says, you don't need the Neved for the Psalm Muksa. What's Rav coming to me with Chiddush and here it's the Chiddush? What's he saying? So Zagda Elishleimei another pshat. Zagda Elishleimei that the pshat is that you need 7 years, and we're going to go with the pshat and the Rishonim that it's not us until after the 7 years. And it's a parasheva shanim, but they didn't do the 7 years yet. And that's the pshat. Since the 7 years wasn't finished, that's why it's not muksa. That's going to pshat in the Gemara. The Rechai was the 7 years, and why was the mutter to do it? Because it wasn't yet muksa, it wasn't yet 7 years. So the Gemara says, but anyway, it's a psul of Neved. So first teretz is that there's no psul of Neved. They didn't have a Neved. And the second teretz is, it's a chiddush. That's the Eilish Shleimi's pshat in the Gemara. So lefi zeh, you could say similar to the Hari Maria on the other pshat. That the Gemara gufa was being medayik that you need 7 years because the reason why it wasn't muksa is because it wasn't finished the 7 years. That's gufa what the Gemara is saying. And the Gemara is saying, anyway, has a psul nevin. And Rav Acha is saying, no, there's no psul nevin. And Rav is saying, no, there is a psul muksa and there is a psul nevin, even though it wasn't finished the 7 years, and it's only a rasha, and that's why lemaskana, we don't need the 7 years to have the psul muksa. Now, there's a briski Rav, and it's brought down in the Kisvei Griz in Zvachim Daf Ayin Aleph, that says, in the pshat, in the machlekes Rambam and Ravid, like we're saying, the two pshatim of Rashi, that again, the Rambam says that the Gemara is saying you need a maisa to make it into a muksa. That doesn't become muksa except al yidei maisa. And the Ravid saying, fakert, you need a maisa to mafkir the shem muksa. Zagde Biskirov, he thinks it's a machlekes yisaydi and what the longness of muksa is. Because he says it's interesting. The Rishonim that hold that in the Gemara you could be mafkir the shem muksa. After 7 years it's no longer muksa. After you do a mice, it's no longer muksa. L'chai, you don't find you can mefkir other psulim. You have Reveya, Nirva, Esnan, Mechir, Nevan, all these things, Apostle Oilam. What's the pshata by muksa ki mefkir the shem muksa? L'chai, the teretz is that all the other psulim are psulim that happen because of a mice that happened with the behema. This particular mice, this event that happened, shafs a psul, and then it's psul Oilam. Reveya, Nirva, Esnan, Mechir, Nevan, they're going to be all psul olam. But Mux is not an event. Mux is not a maisa. Mux is a metzias. A behema which is mekatze, it is muksal avodah zarah, it's set aside for avodah zarah, calls man, it's set aside for avodah zarah, it's a psul karbon. Now if you just say, I no longer want it for avodah zarah, maybe that wouldn't work, because leyasi divar, Umavatul Maisa, whatever it is, like you find the Kolakalim, Yardum Lede Tumma B'machshava, Venoil Lede Tumma El B'Shini Maisa. This is my own Tzushtel, this is not the Brisker of. Now just saying that it's not Muksa doesn't make it Ice Muksa. But if you wait 7 years, or you do a Maisa, so now it's no longer Maksa, it's no longer Muksa for Avay Dezara, and the male doesn't have the Psul anymore. But that's also if you hold that you don't need a Maisa. But if you hold like the Rambam that the Gemara is saying you do need a Maisa, so Kumdais the Psul is the Maisa. If the Psul is the Maisa, so then it never becomes Ice Puzzle. The Rambam doesn't say anything about it becoming Ice Puzzle. So Kumdais is two Machlaikis in the Rambam and the Ravid. The two Machlaikis in the first and second Lashon and Rashi. One Machlaikis is, do you need a Maisa to make it Aser? And the second Machlaikis is, can a Maisa make it Mutter? And Zakti Briskirov, the totally Habaha. If you need a Maisa to make it Aser, so then nothing can make a Mutter. It's like Esnan, it's like Mechir, it's like Reveya Nirva. It's Aser Lailam. But if you don't need a Maisa to make it Aser, so the Isser is not a Maisa that happened, the Isser is the Mitzias that it's Muksa. So then a Maisa can make a Mutter. If it becomes Eis Muksa, then it's Mutter. As I Zakti Briskirov. Lefizat, I would think you could learn, and maybe without the lumdus of the Rav, you can learn this way, that the Rambam learned that there was a machlokes. If you hold you need 7 years, it's one din. And that's not a din of a mice. If you hold you need a mice, it's a tzveita din. They don't go together. Shenim of Abbas hold they go together. You could do either or. Either 7 years makes a muksa or a mice makes a muksa. The Rambam could be hold it wasn't shaykh. It's either the aksa makes a muksa, and then maybe you need 7 years, or maybe the pshat is that after 7 years it becomes ois muksa, or the maisa makes a muksa, and then you don't need 7 years, but nothing can make it ois muksa. That's the Brisker of Shtickel. He says one more thing. He says that there's a tesefta, which in Isa Kael and the Kess of Mishnah and their advice bring down. The tesefta says like the Rambam, ain't hektish lavedis kechavim. The Gemara says it actually, and I've already started that from Dalet Amud Beis, but that's the Gabbit of Sul Hedyot. But the Tesefta, it's in Perek Beis here in Tmura, says, Me'em esayniku muksa mishiyasa maisa, avalom eshar zel avay dezer, abayis avay dezer lam aklum, shein hektish lavay des kechavim. The Chayitz Mefurish like the Rambam. Then you need a maisa to make it muksa, and without a maisa it doesn't become muksa. Because ain't hektish lavay des kechavim, and it says it, the Gabbit of Sul Karbin. The Chayim Mefurish like the Rambam, Mefurish like the second Pshat in Rashi. How's the Raiva going to learn the Tesefta? So he says that the Raiva to learn the Tesefta, that the Tesefta is talking about Tekruvis. Sharzel Avei Dezar means for Tekruvis Avei Dezar. And that doesn't work without a Maisa. And even with the Maisa, the reason why it works is not Mitzad Dapsul Muksa the Raiva will learn, but Mitzad Dapsul Tekruvis, that it becomes Issa Banah, and then you already have it in a Mashki Yisroel. So Kumdais, if you want to add some thing to become Aveda Zara, then even Ayidei Dibra becomes Asa Ligvaya, becomes Muksa. But if you want to make it the Kruvis Aveda Zara, the Shita Siravid is that Haktsah for the Kruvis is not called Muksa. Elamai, Al-Sadin if the Kruvis being Asa Ba, no, that's the soul, it's Mashki Yisrael. For that, there's a Din of Ein Hektish Aveda Zara. That's how the Ravid would have to learn the Tesefta. The Ram learns that the Tesefta is talking about the Psul Muksa. The psul muksa needs a maisa. Without a maisa, in hektish lavei dezar. And the Raiva to learn is talking about tekruvis. Well, the maisa, the rov likes fair in Rashi. Rashi likes the second lashon better. He says the Gemara has been doing like the second lashon. Ela ad sheyasu by maisa. It's only muksa until you do the maisa. The maisa is mafkir the muksa. So maisa is to become muksa. Doesn't need a maisa. And Rashi holds that muksa is by tekruvis also. So you can't say Ein Hektish Lavei Dezar is going on Tekruvis, because Rashi also Tekruvis also has a Psul Muksa. So the Chaya, Rashi says that he likes the second shot better, so he holds that you don't need a Maisa to make it Muksa, and he also holds that Tekruvis is also Muksa. Rashi says that a few times here and in a lot of other places like we said before. So Melech Shver and Rashi, how would Rashi learn the Tesefta that says if you say Sharzah Lavei Dezar it doesn't work, you need a Maisa? Because ain't hektish lavei dezara. Rashi holds that muksa, you don't need a maisa, and they're all by sarachin. And now let's go weiter, let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah is sugya of esnan. The Mishnah says, ve'ezu esnan. What's the psul carbon called esnan? We'll see in the Gemara. You need that the esnan is given to the zayna, what you mechuyiv to give her because of the schar of the bia, what you mechuyiv with chayshe mishpat. The mechuyev with dinim amenis to give it for the schar to be, that's what necessary for the esnan. And like we'll see in the next sugya, the esnan has to be an iser arayis ukadayma. Al kapanim, the Mishnah says, na'aymel zayna heilach tlezeh b'scharech. If you tell a zayna, take the sheep for the payment for the znus, afilo enkov, even if there's 100 sheep, kulon asur. So the Gemara says, what does the Mishnah mean? Even if there's 100 sheep, they're all aser. If she was taking 100 sheep for a schar, pshita. Of course, if that's what they're all esnan, so why shouldn't they be all aser? What's the difference one? What's the difference 100? So the Gemara says that really the schar is 1 sheep, and he gave her 100, and the Gemara says, Aloshin the kulu mikayach esnan ka'asi. Because all 100 are coming mikayach the esnan. Now, in the Kutei Halachas, in his Ein Mishpat on the Manim, he says that it's only when you give them all at one time. Then it's one big esnan. But if you give it b'zach hazeh, he says, l'chayr, it's pashit, that the other ones would not be called an esnan. And that's what also says in the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid, in Hilchas HaSur Mizbech Simen Nun Vav, Sifkat Yud Beis, That's only when you give it all at one time. V'yesh lahar, that neshita mekubetzes, ois chafei, he brings a girs in the Gemara, which is, leitzshicha diyov agrachada, diyov lachad v'tfisa mitkadma, v'hoder meshod lad meya. That the girs that the shita mekubetzes brings seems clear that he first gave one, and then he continued sending it until 100, and they're all considered esnan. Now, Lamaisa, what's also bothering me is like this. Like the Aruch HaShulchan Asad there says, the reason why they're all Asad is not because we don't know which one is Chal, but Medina, it's Chal on all of them. They're like one big tleh. Not like by Mechir, which we'll see the sugya, when you give an exchange of a number of sheep for the dog, and you don't know which one is an exchange of the dog, so then we have the question of Yesh Breira. But here, you're giving all of them for the Bia. They're all Esnan. But the Shaila is, and I'm a little surprised that no one mentions the Shaila. But by me, it's bothering a Shaila like this. The Gemara is Mavur later, the Gemara in Amud Beis, that the only time Esnan is Chal is if he says, Hibali li betlezeh. That he says that this specific sheep for the schar of the bia. If he says he boilly betles tam, he's not miyachad a specific sheep. He says any sheep. So then it's not chal esnan, because I didn't have to give this sheep, even though I had to give a sheep. But I didn't have to give this particular sheep. So this particular sheep is not an esnan, because it's not necessarily the schar bia. It could have been a different sheep. And even tlezeh, it's only when he's mechuyif to give it. Like the Gemara asks the question, there's no meshicha. So he could change his mind on the tlezeh. And the Gemara says, we're talking about the zayin is a gaya. So by a gayim, the kind of bekesef. So lemaisa is mechuyif to give tlezeh. She's kind of the tlezeh. The bia will be considered a kinyan kesef. Or the Gemara says, we're talking about to give it bechatzir. He gave it bechatzir. It's bechatzira. So mela, she's kind of this tlezeh, the kinyan chatzir. But even if you made up this particular tlah, but if you weren't mechuyif to give it, it's not an esnan. Don't state in the sugya. So how would it work that the other 99 sheep are an esnan? You weren't mechuyif to give them. You made up only one sheep. You're only mechuyif to give one sheep. You didn't have to give them all together. You certainly didn't have to give these specific sheep. So even though you gave them because of the bia, but you weren't mechuyif to give them. What's the chilek if you said he boyeli betles dam? With the other rabbi, you mechuyev to give a sheep, and he gave a sheep because of the bia. But since you didn't have to give this sheep, so it's not an esnat. Or if it's mechusim meshicha, so the pshat is, you made up this sheep, and he gave this sheep, but you didn't have to because it was mechusim meshicha. You could have substituted it for money. Mistami, it's still be mechuyev to pay because he made up. It's like a schar peula. But to pay this particular item, not kind of that item, and you can replace it with an item of similar value. So right, it's not an esnan. So how could the esnan be chal on all 100 sheep? You're not mechuyif to pay them. I'm a little surprised I didn't see anyone reading Isis Shaila Mefurish, but I think that Rashi says Elohim v'kulan esnanu shematfeses Isis shehisne ima. And that's the same Elohim neshita mekubetzes matfisa min kadma. And the pshat is that once it's a chaloi shem esnan on one, the Gemara is saying a chiddush that anything you send along together with the one, like the Chavetz Chaim and the Aruch HaShulchan, dafka bevasachas, and the shita's mashm, even bezeach hazeh, but al kopanim is considered a chaluk of the sending of the one, so the shem esnan that one sheep has could be nimshach to everything you send along with it. But I still think it's a very big chiddush, Bishleim, if you're going to say that whatever you give for the schar bia is memelin esnan, so I hear the tut stadim. You'd have a havimina since you only made up one, only one of them is for the schar bia, and the other 99, your kavana was stam matana. Kamashma, no, since you gave it together with the one, your kavana was for the schar bia. But even if your kavana is for the schar bia, but you weren't mechuyif to give it for the bia. And whenever you're not mechuyif to give for a bia, even if clearly that was your kavanah for the bia, even if you're mechuyif to give one sheep for the bia, but you weren't mechuyif to give this sheep for the bia, you certainly gave it for the bia, but that's not an esnan. So you're going to have to say this chiddush, that once one name is an esnan, that could somehow that psulk had been a spasha to all of them. The Gemara should ask Menani Mili. It doesn't sound to me like it should be a svara. But Tzarachim is there, like I said, with Tzarachim, that no one, I didn't find any of the Mepharshim that read Isep is a shayla b'zeh. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbana, Nasim la v'loi ba'leh, ba'leh v'loi, Nasim la esnenem mutter. And the Gemara explains that the Braisa doesn't mean that he gave her and wasn't ba'al her b'chlal, or he was ba'al her and didn't give her b'chlal. What the Braisa means is that he gave her first and then he was ba'al her, or he was ba'al her first and then he gave it to her. In those two cases, that's not his mutter. Like the Gemara is going to explain. So the Gemara first goes on the first case of the Braisa, that he gave her the sheep first and his ba'al her afterwards. So that's not chal. So the Gemara says, why isn't it chal? And the Gemara says, Amra Belaza shekadma v'krivasei. That's talking about that she was makrivit before the bia. So since at the time when the bia was no longer around, so mamela, it's not chalan it ashem esnan. And the carbon, b'diyevid, l'mafreya, is kosher. She's yaitza achiv with the carbon. Or if the basa of the carbon's still around, you're allowed to eat the basa. It's considered a carbon kosher, even though it was given for a bia, and the bia took place after that kavas carbon. So then the Gemara asks the kasha, "Hey chidami, inay medaknin elila alter. If he was makdin to right away, even before the bia, she did the mutter. That can lay ball out. Then it's definitely mutter because he wasn't boil her yet. Ella the amale nikin leachas bia. Elamai told her that you can't be kinded until the bia." So Mimatz is makavala. So she can't be called a merkivase. She can't bring it as a carbon. Ishki akdish is based on kaidish l'shem amarachmana. Now based on b'shusay, I've called b'shusay. So Maris Akashi Manavshach. If she's kainit beforehand, so Mimela it's pashit that it's mutter. And if she's not kainit beforehand, you have a problem. She can't be makavit because it's not hers. So in the Gemara's kasha, that if she's kainit beforehand, it's pashit, it's mutter, there's a machlekes yishenim, how to understand the kasha. And it's negei la halacha, this machlekes yishenim. Not only negei la halacha lamaisa and hilchas esnan, in other words, not only negei the kasha, but negei the halacha and hilchas esnan, but it's even negei la halacha, halacha lamaisa bizman ezeh, in hilchas chalifi avayda zara, like we'll explain. See, this sugya is also repeated in avayda zara. And Ayin Gemara's lashon is inay medaknin elei la'alter pshita de mutter de atkan lebohala. If he was maknit right away, it's pashit it's mutter because he was not boil her yet. But the Gemara in Avei Dezara is a different gersa, and there's actually two gersais in the Gemara in Avei Dezara, which is lechayer the two shitas of the Rishonim. One gersa is pshita de shari de halesa b'shas bia. That's one gersa. And the other Gersi Rishayim have, Pshita Deshari, the Matana Ba'alma Hu Deyavla. So this is Negei Alocha L'maisa. If someone wants to be Ba'al L'zayna, wants to give her a Tle and a Schar, and he gave the Tle before the Bia, and he was Makhnet to her, but the Tle is still around B'shas the Bia, is it Chal on the Tle of Psul Esnan or not? If you Gairish in the Gemara, Pshita the Mutter, the Lesna B'shas Bia, so there, the only reason why the Gemara is saying with the Pshitas that it's not Chal, the Psul Esnan, on the Tleh, is because it's not around B'shas Bia. So it can't be Chal when the time the Chalais Psul Esnan is dafka by the Bia. Before the Bia, can't be Chal, the Psul Esnan. And by that time, it's gone already. So that's the Pshitas. How could this be an Esnan? It's not an Esnan until the Bia. And by the time the Bia came around, it's not around anymore. But if the Esnan is still around B'shas Bia, even though the Isha was kainit before the Bia, but L'maisa, when it comes to Bia, it would be Chal on the Tle, Psul Esnan, if it's around, even though she was kainit before the Bia. That's if you gairis the lesser B'shas Bia. If you gairis Matana Ba'al Mehudi Avla, so then the fact that she was kainit before the Bia, it was already hers before the Bia, the Mela cannot be Chal Psul Esnan in it, even if it is around B'shas the Bia. Because since it belongs to her, it's hers, and it became hers before the Bia. And at that time it became hers, there was no Psul Esnan, because there wasn't yet a Bia, even though it was given to her as a payment for the later Bia, but since it already belonged to her before the Bia, So now the bia comes, it can't be counted of psula. It's not, it's a matana ba'alma. It was given to her, not considered halachically b'tayris esnan, because she was kind of before the bia. So this is the pshat that Rashi seems to hold in Avei Dezar, the second pshat. Rashi says, Kaven the Mekami Bia Yavis Nahala, since you gave it to before the Bia, Lav Schar Biahu. It doesn't have a din of Schar Bia, and it's mutter even if it's there Bishas the Bia. And that's the Chara Rabbeinu Gershom says here. He says Mefurish, Pshita, that feel like Kod Mavakivasi Himutter, the Leichal Leesnat, even if she wasn't Kod Mavakivasi. It's only a Kasha of Pshita, why didn't he come Mavakivasi before Bechlau? Even without coming to Kivasa, as long as she was kainit before the Bia, it can't be Chalon Hashem Esnan anymore. So that's the Pshat in Rashi, in Rabbeinu Gershom. The Rashi also holds that way in Avodah Zarah. Mashen came Taisus in Avodah Zarah. Daf Samach Beizim and Beiz, the Banim Taisus, the Maskal Lahoki Kamar, and the Randi in Avodah Zarah, they hold that no, they Gersh in the Gemara the lesser Bashas Bia. The problem here is that it's not around for it to be chal and Hashem Esnan. But if it is around B'shas Bia, then it will be chal and Hashem Esnan B'shas the Bia. Even though she was kainet before the Bia. Now, like I said, this machlokes has an afkamina lahalacha even b'zman hazeh. Because the Rashba, he says a chiddush. The Gemara there in Avodah Zarah, shortly after the sugya, discusses a case where somebody gave a manager a coin to pay his workers, and the person's going to use the coin to give the workers yayin nesach in the sky. A fellow has goyish workers, and he wants to treat them because of their work to yayin nesach, so he gives money to a person that sells yayin nesach. The Gemara says, if they buy the yayin nesach from the guy, and he pays back the guy, that's mutter, because he's not paying. It's not considered like he's paying for the Yayin Nesach, because they bought the Yayin Nesach already. Mashenkin, when he prepays for it, Zog the Gemara, that's Aser. Because he's being netted from the Yayin Nesach. So the Rashba says the only case when you're prepaying, it's Aser, is when the storekeeper was not kind of the coin. He told them, this coin is a Pikadin. I'm giving you money, but it's not yours. It's a Pikadin. When you give the workers the Yayin Nesach, then this money will be yours. In that case, that's cool that he paid for the Yayin Nesach. Mashenkin, if he says, here's money, it's yours. And to pay me back for the money, you have to give the workers Yayin Nesach. That's Mutter Zok the Rashba. And the Rashba is Rayis from our Gemara. Just like in our Gemara, where since the Tle belongs to the Isha before the Bia, so it does not become an Esnan even when there's a Bia. So too, since the money belongs to the storekeeper before he gives the Yayin Nesach, it doesn't become Chalifei, Yayin Nesach, Chalufei Yisuri Anah, Chalufei Avedis Kechavim, even afterwards when he gives the Yayin Nesach. So the Torah actually argues on the Rashba. Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuflam, Abay, Siv, Dalet, Paschus like the Rashba. But the Torah argues. And the Gaon explains that the Torah would hold that there's no raya from Agamara. Agamara is talking about kadma v'krivasai. Agamara is talking about the tle was no longer ben b'shas the bia. That's why it couldn't be chal the tle Hashem esnan, because it wasn't around anymore. Mashengen, if it was around, even if the issue was kainit at first, but as long as it's around b'shas the bia, it could be chal in it. See, here also, when he gives the manager the money, even if it belonged to the manager before he gave the Yayin Nesach, but as long as the money is still around when he gives the Yayin Nesach, it is chal on the money, to may have vedis kechavim, and it's aser. But al kapanim, that's the machlokes rishonim. Rashi and Avodah Zarah, ben Gershom here, and the Rashba hold that as long as the issue was kind of the tle, it no longer could become an esnan anymore, since she was kind of before the bia. Mashen Cain, Taisus, and Avodah Zarah in Iran, and perhaps the Tur, they hold, even if you kain it before, but if it's be'en, b'shas, the bia, it could be chalner epsul esnan. So these are two mahalchim in the Gemara's kasha. Vasatmi abyssal is, how do I understand the Gemara's teretz, like both mahalchim? The Gemara's teretz is, Again, the Gemara's kasha was that if you gave the esnan to her first, and you said bikneime achshav, so the Gemara says pshita, then it's not chal the esnan, and we have a machlekes. Either it means it's not chal because it's not be'en the halase b'shazbir, so it's pshita that she, when she's kadma v'krivasai that it can't be chal. But if it's still around, then adrab, it could be chal the shem esnan, even though she was kainit earlier. That's the pshat of Taisus in the Ran. Or the pshat is no. It's pshita even without kadma v'krivasai. If she's kainit already, it's hers, it belongs to her. So now it can't be chal anymore. Psul esnan, even though it was given for the later bia, but since she was kainit before the bia, it can't anymore be chal the psul esnan on the carbon, even if it is bad. So what's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz is that he said you can't be kind to the shasbia, but if you need it, be kind it me'achshav. And she was kama v'krivasai. So according to Rashi and the Rebbeinu Gershom and the Rashbam, I understand the bissel of the teretz. Because the Gemara names on with the pshitas that if it belongs to her completely before the bia, it can't be called the schar bia. Even though it was given to her because of the bia, it was given to her as a schar of the later bia. But since it belongs to her completely before the bia, that can't be the schar of the bia. So Zok the Gemara Teretz, it really wasn't supposed to belong to her before the bia. Really, it wasn't supposed to be hers until the bia. It was a tonight. If you want, if you need it, then you could take it, eat it, sell it, bring it as a carbon, if you need it. But otherwise, it's supposed to be mine until the bia. So the Gemara thought that since the pashtus was it was going to be his before the bia, so even though she decided to take it and bring it as a carbon and she was allowed to do that, but it still is called schar bia, because that was the original intention was given that a taka shouldn't be hers until the bia. Even though there was a provision that it could be hers, but that wasn't the original intention of why she got it. So there's a half minute, that's called schar bia. Kamash Malan, that since Lamaisa, there was a provision that if she wants it, she could take it before, and she exercised that provision, she did take it. So Lamaisa, it ended up that it was hers before the bia. So, and when it's hers before the bia, we say the esnan can't be chal. A bissel shver to half a minute, but that's l'chayr what the pshat is. But according to Taisus and the Ran, now, the only reason why it was pshita was because it's less of b'shas bia. And even if she was kainit before the bia, it could be chal on esnan. But the problem is, it has to be there b'shas bia in order to be chal of esnan. So, what's the difference if you gave it to completely before the bia? Or you said that no, it should be mine and only in tetzarech it should be kainit before the bia. Even if you gave it to completely, if it's still around, it's not chal the esnan. So why is it pshita that it's not chal the esnan? Because it's not around. So even if you gave it to her, then it should be mine until the bia. But if you needed it, it should be yours. Lamaisa, it wasn't around the shas the bia. The reason why the case of klima akshav is pshita is because it's not around the shas the bia. Well, this is also not around the shas the bia. So why is this any less pshita? Meinef kemin if it was totally hers before? Or if it was only hers provisionally before. Mishlai Malafi Rashi and Rebbeinu Gershom and the Rashbam. I don't see that the fact that it's not around b'shas to be is the problem. Maybe it could be chal esnan l'mafreya like the Gemara calls it. Now the problem is that if it's entirely hers before the bia, the Gemara held, it can't become an esnan anymore, period. Even if it's around. So that the Gemara says, but if it's not entirely hers, it's just provisionally hers, it's only im tetzarech, so even though she was tetzarech, but maybe in that case, it could be chal the esnan, because it's not considered totally hers. It's not around b'shas the bia. They never said that was a problem. But according to Taisus, even if it's completely hers b'shas the bia, it could be chal an esnan. But it has to be around b'shas the bia. And if it's not around b'shas the bia, pshit, there's no esnan. So what do you fit in by saying it wasn't totally hers before? It was hers only if she needs it. If she doesn't need it, it shouldn't be hers. But Lamaisa wasn't around, and that's the pshita. If it wasn't around, it wasn't around. It can't be chal. But tzarech li'im b'zeh. I didn't find the teretz for this. But al kol panim, in the ikashita of the Ran and Taisus, that even if that she's kind of me'achsha beforehand, it still could be chal and esnan if it's around b'shas lebiya. I think there is a difference between the Ran and Taisus in Avodah Zarah. And it's a geshmak alumdus, this chilik. The Ran says that even if she's kind of legamri, it's hers, period. But since it was given to her because of the bia, it was a payment for the bia, it's hers totally. But it was a payment for the bia. So memela, as long as it's around b'shas the bia, it will be chal and esnan, even though it's hers totally. But Taisus there in Avodah Zarah says a different knetch. Taisus there says that when you give it me'achshav, you mean that it's taken me'achshav, u'b'shaz bia te'nigmeris matanasa. The matan is nigmar b'shaz bia. In other words, it's not entirely hers beforehand. It's hers, and b'shaz bia it's nigmeris matanasa. And the shal is, what exactly does Taisus mean? That it's yours me'achshav u'b'shaz bia te'nigmeris matanasa. So I think Taisus means like this. And I want to borrow for this the svar of the Ran in the beginning of the third parak of Kedushin, legabi mekadesh isha l'achalamid. Now the Gemara there says, if you mekadesh an isha, that she b'chal l'achalamid, the Kedushin works even if it's achlu ha-mois. Even if the mois are no longer ben, the Kedushin is still chal. Why don't you say it's Mekadosh B'milva? He gave money now to Mekadosh the Kedushin Shebichal Achalamed. And at that time, the Mois is not around. So why isn't it Mekadosh B'milva? So the Gemara says, because the money was originally given B'teris Kedushin, not B'teris Milva. And the Ran there is Masber, that the Pshat is, that in case he's Chayzer, she doesn't have to return the money. And he says, if she would have to return the money, so then it would taka be milva, because the money's not yet for Kedushin. But since the money was given for Kedushin, the way I understand the lumdus is, I gave the money for Kedushin, it belongs to you, it's totally yours, but it's yours for Kedushin, and you owe me back Kedushin. So if the Isha is Chayzer, she could be Chayzer. The Kedushin wasn't Chal yet, but of course she'd have to return the money. It was given to her for Kedushin, so she's Chayzer. So she has to return the money. But if the Baal is Chayzer, so the Isha could say, you gave me the money for Kedushin, as long as I'm prepared to give you Kedushin, you can't take back the money. You don't want the Kedushin, so it's your problem. The money's mine. And if not, if he has the option of being Chayzer on the Kedushin and getting back the money, Zok Derayin is Taka Milva. I think that's what Taisus means when he says, Heilech Tlei Zen, the Matan is Nigma by the Bia. Avada the tle belongs to her, but it belongs to her als the bia. So of course, if she decides not to go along with the bia, of course she'll have to give it back. But if he decides he doesn't want to do the bia anymore, she doesn't have to return it. She could say, it's mine. It's mine, but now I owe you a bia. So it's not nigma till the bia. That says if she's ever chayzer, she'd have to give it back. But if he's chayzer, I think she wouldn't have to give it back, L'svara Saran, because it was given to her for the bia. As long as she's ready to give the bia, he can't ask for the sheep back. So that's why Taisus holds it could be chal. I think it would be the same thing with the money that was given for the wine that we mentioned. Then according to Taisus, if you give the storekeeper the money, even if it's his money, but if it's his money for the wine, and the money's still around, it would be chal on the money, a chalife yisuri anah. It's not nigma till he gives the wine. In other words, if he changes his mind on the wine, avadi, he would have to give the money back. But if I change my mind on the wine, he wouldn't have to give the money back as long as he's willing to give the wine. That's how I understand the lumdus of Taisus. So there is a small chiluk between the Ran and Taisus. According to the Ran, even if it's completely hers, and she could change her mind on the bia and keep it, but still, since it was given to her because of the bia, it would be chal and esnan at the time of the bia. Mashenken, according to Taisus, the vartis is not yet nigmar. It's hers alts the bia. It's hers for the purpose of the bia. That's what it means, it's not nigmar. So that's why, even though it was hers, but it was hers for the bia, so mele could be chal and reshem esnan. Now the Rambam, in Ilchus Yisur Mizbeach, Perek Dal Alochi and Aleph, says like this. Nasama Snena Veloy Bola, El Omla Yehe Etzachat Sha'ovi Alecha, Kashiyovi Le'a Yeser. He gave her the esnan. He wasn't boiled her. He said it should be by you until I'm boiled. So then, it asks. For kadma v'kivasa kaidim shiavileh, kashe. V'hu sheyayim ala b'shar shenasan emesu shetirtzi li kniyaysa me'achshav. Avol moyam ala kein, en yichay la'akav dava sheyna shalom. So the Chassam Sofer in his Chiddushim on Avodah Zarah, and also in the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Ayin Aleph, says that the Rambam's lashon is v'hu sheyayim ala b'shar shenasan emesu shetirtzi li kniyaysa me'achshav. And Gemara says emesu shetirtzi. You need it, be kind of me'achshav. The Rambam's lashon is emesai shetirtzi li kniyaysa me'achshav. It doesn't say emesai shetirtzi. Emesai shetirtzi li. What does the Rambam mean? Zakta sam seifa in the Minchas Chinuch, emesai shetirtzi li means that you agree to the bia. Doesn't mean when you want to be kind of it. It means when you agree to the bia. So if it's like a pekadin until the bia, so then she can't be makrivit because it's not hers and you can't be makrivit, so it's not yours. But if I say when you agree to the bia, you should be kainit from now, so then it's hers, then it's kasher. So, l'chaya, the way they learned, the Rambam had a different girsa in the Gemara. The Rambam's girsa was, when you agree to the bia, you kainit me'achshav. Zagach and the Rambam have a geshmak ha'shakal v'tay in the Gemara. The Gemara says, mimanavshach. If she's kind of it now, and now it's hers, period, nothing to do with the bia, sabshit, it's not an esnan. She's kind of it, even though he gave it to her because she's going to do a bia later. But since Lamaisa, when he gave it to her, it's completely hers, and now it has nothing to do with the bia, so it's not the sky of the bia. Like the way Rashi, Rabbeinu Gershom, and the Raj will learn. Elamai. He said it should be become till the bia, so how could she become a vikrivasai? It's not hers. Ishki Akdish is based on Rachmana. And for the Gemara, he means like the way Tysus learns the Havimina. And for the Gemara, I didn't give it to you to be yours, period. But I said that when you agreed to the bia, it should be yours from now. In other words, it's already yours, outs the bia. If you have a chayzer from the bia, Salam Afrei, it was never yours. But as long as you're masking to the bia, it's already yours now. So there, you would think it's takachala esna lemafreya, kamash lana chidish, that if it's not around b'shas the bia, the esna doesn't work lemafreya. The esna can only start b'shas the bia. If she was makavit before the bia, so kumtaisu was kasher b'shas meisa. Mefi the Rambam, it's very muzba, say the kasher the gemara, say the teretz to the gemara. And now let's see one more nekuda. On the next part of the Braisa says that Ba'alav Akach Nosalam is a snana mutter. At first he did the bia, and only after the bia he gave her the tleh. So then it's mutter, because it's not considered the schar of the bia. Has to be at the same time. So the Gemara asks his stira, the Braisa says, Ba'alav Anosla filo at shneima sechaydish is snana aser. So you see, even if he gives it later, 12 months later, it's still aser. So Gemara says a chiluk of chista amale kasha hodam liyboli betleh zeh hodam liyboli betleh stam. That if he specifies this tleh, so kumtai she's kind of that tleh. So mamela, even though he gave it to later, but she's kind of right away. So mamela blimes in esnan. Now shengen if he said tleh stam, she owes her a tleh, but she's not kind of the tleh. He doesn't have to give her specifically this tleh. So mamela it's not an esnan. So the Gemara says tleh zeh amechusim meshicha. Even if he specified a tleh, he doesn't have to give it to her, because there's no meshicha, she's not kainit. So Nemara says, we're talking about a guy, and by a guy, the kinyan is a kinyan kesef. He's talking about a zayni Yisraelis, and the reason why she's kainit, she's kain al schatzer. So the Gemara says, so what does it mean? He's ba'alav akach nasan la. She's kind of al chatzir, so he must have given it to before, so it should be in a chatzir. So the Gemara says, the shavila apaytiki v'amala imadyayim pleini avinol chesuzi mutiv umlaif tleb es nenach. If I give you money, then give me back the tleb. And if not, you could have the tleb, so that's considered a kinyan chatzir on the tleb right away, that it's meshubin. If it ends up, he doesn't pay her, so she was kind of right by the biyam, and the male of limes in esna. So in this Gemara, there's a very sadistic machlokes rishonim, which gets involved in a very, very great inyan. We're just going to touch upon it. Because you know in the Gemara about Metzia, that Mem Zayin and Mebeis in the fourth parak, that the Shaila is, we know that Kenyan Metaltalim could only be done with Meshicha. Is a Shaila by a guy, what we pass can Alacha Lamaisa, if by guy there's a Kenyan Meshicha or a Kenyan Kesef. This Gemara is naming on a Kenyan Kesef. But the Vaila, just discussing by Yid, we know the Kenyan has to be only a Kenyan Meshicha, Kesef is only kind of by Kark and not by Metaltalim. But there's a machlekes Rebbeichner Mishlakish. Mishlakish holds that that din is a din deiraisa. I kane miyana misecha davar nikne miyad liyad. That mi deiraisa metaltum and niknes of Mashicha not with kesef. Hashem Rebbeichner holds no. Dvar tari mo is kainas. Mi deiraisa, just like karka is niknes be kesef, metaltum is also niknes be kesef. But Chazal mefgir the kinyan kesef because they're afraid that people will pay for the chayfetz. And it'll be theirs, but then the Meicha won't save it. They'll say, Nishav Chitecha Ba'ali, he won't take care of the Chayfet, so let it burn if there's a fire, because it's not his. That's why they said that Mois is not Kaini, you need Mashicha. That way the Meicha would go and save the Chayfet, because otherwise the Lekeach could be Chayzer. That's the Gemara above Metzia. So the Shaila is, when Agamara asks the Kasha, HaMechshir Mashicha, but according to Rabbi Yechonah, Midereisa Mois is kindness. If Midereisa is Mois is kindness, it means Midereisa the Isha the Zayne is kindness. So Midereisa should be Chalab Sul. So even though Midereabonah they said that you need Mashicha, but Meicha Teisi can be Mekel because of that. So that's Be'emis in the Das of the Ramban and the Rajman of Eidazar. The Ramban and the Rajman of Eidazar, Dav Samach Gimel, say that this Gemara is Kasha, but Mechshir Mashicha is dafka according to Rish Lakish. Because Rish Lakish holds that Kesef is not Kainim in a Torah by Yisrael. You need Mashicha. So Mela won't become an Esnan Zayna. Hashengen Rabbi Yechanan holds that Kesef is Kainim in their Isa. Even though in their Abundant it's not Kainah. But since it's Kainim in their Isa, so in their Isa is a Psul Esnan. Their Abundant not going to be Mafkir the Psul Esnan. That's a sheet that are banned in the Rajba. Now Hashengen Tesis and the Ridva, Taisus in Avodah Zarah says that even according to Rabbi Yechonah, it says, Midereisa Mois is kindness. But since Chazal will mafkia the Kenyan Mois, so Meila Zayna Lamais is not kindness. So since Halacha Lamais is she's not kindness, so Meila is not an Esnan, it's not Chalapsul. And the Ritva is also Mayach about this. In Mesechtas Avodah Zarah, he brings him a Farsha in the Ramban and the Rajba that say that the Kash is only according to Rish Lakish, according to Rabbi Yechonah, since Midereisa Mois is kindness. The male be chalapsul, but he said he holds not that way. Hefker bez and hefker. If hefker bez and hefker, I mean she's not kainet. So midereisa she would be kainet, but now they're banu mefkia the kinyan. And he said he spoke to his rebbe there on. His rebbe was maskim. So it's a machlekes rishainim, and lechayit a machlekes lemaisa b'hilchus esnan. That the gemara says that esnan only works if it's a Zayna Gaya, or if it's a Medes Bechatzera, that means a Zayna Yisraelis, that he says Tlezu, and there's no Mashicha, it's Kasher. According to the Ramban and the Rashba, that's not true Halacha L'maisa. Because Halacha L'maisa, we pass like a Bechel and Vartari Mayis kindness. And the Mela, it would be Chalab Solim. The Gemara's Kasher is only according to Rish Lakish. But according to Teiz and the Ramban, even according to Bechel, it won't be Chalad Din Esnan. With the beer, with Kenyan Kesef, because even though me their ice and mice is kindness, with their banu mafkir the Kenyan, and Mimela won't be chal the esnan altogether. Now this sugya, like I said, seems to be connected to the very break the sugya of Kenyan der abonu mahani lider isa. Lamashal, if someone wants to be yetsa, the mitzvah of Luv and Esrik, and is kind of Luv and Esrik with Mashicha, which is only a Kenyan der abonu, and he doesn't give Kesef, right to your mice kindness, is a yaitza, because a kinyan derabana mahani lideraisa. Rashi, in the very beginning of that sugya about Metzia, the machlekes Rebbeichon Shlokish, if Dvar Torah is Mois is kindness, Rashi says in Afkimina, if someone's Mekadosh an Isha with something that is only kind of b'mashicha, ishi mekadeshes vadai, even the kula. So you see, that Rashi seems to hold a kinyan derabana doesn't help with their ISIS. But there's a very big mavuka, because there's a lot of steers, and a lot of achreinim speak about it, and they bring all sorts of different steers in this inyan. There's a Machane Ephraim in Mashicha, Simon Beis, and in other places, and Aksais in Simon Kuvtsadik Dalad, Sifkan Dalad, and Aksam Sefer Yeridei, Simon Shinyan Dalad, and Kama achreinim speak about it. Just one nakuda, a lot of achreinim, Reb Shlomo Eger says this in Chuvus of Kvegas Simon Reish Chafalif and the Machne Ephraim and Mashiach Simon Beis and the Chsam Sefer that we mentioned, they want to make a chilek that Hefka Bez and Hefka only works in Mafkia Bailus, but it doesn't work to create a Bailus. And that was supposed to answer a lot of the stiris, that the Rabbanan could go and be Mafkia Bailus and take away somebody's Bailus, but they can't create that someone else should become the Bailum. So in some cases, anyway, that person could have a kinyan, it's bechatzeir, or whatever it is. So once a mafkia, the first one's bailus amel, the second one is kaidim in their isa. But in some places where the second one didn't make a kinyan, only mirabonani has a kinyan, so mail mirabonani can't give him a kinyan, they can only be mafkia, the other one. And the mkaridus svar really is from the Rishonim, Rabbi Yaina says this in Bava Basra Daf Kuf. But there's a Rashba in a few places that says Mefurish, not that way. The Rashba in Gittin, Daflamid Vav, and in other places. But here, in our Sugya, the Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rashba that say that according to Rabbi Yechanan, even though the Chachamim were Mafkiyad, Kenyan Kesef, but still, since me there is such a thing as Kenyan Kesef will be Chal V'Psul Esnan, you can't explain because Chazal couldn't give someone a Kenyan. Because they didn't have to give anyone a kinyan here. Thus, alain the mafkiyah from the Zaina, should be enough to make it that it's not chal and esnan. So you're going to have to give a different reason why b'chai gavna, the kinyan, the kinyan der Rabbanan wouldn't be able to mafkiyah, and you'll say that there is a psul deraisa. There's a shariyesher, sharhei perik tes. He holds emes and Rabbanan Avada could make a kinyan. Avada Rabbanan could not only be mafkia, but they can make a kinyan as well. And the awesome place is mafurish, a kinyan that Rabbanan could work for their Isa, like in Sukkah Daf Lamed, with there, the Rabbanan say that when you steal schach and you build it in a binyan, there's takanas merish. There's a takana that you don't have to break your building as takanas hashavim. You only have to pay for it. And you yaitz to the Sukkah because of that. It's not called the Sukkah Gzula. But the Shimon Shkab says that the Pshat is, it's not Pshat Chacham can't do it. It's just the Pshat is they didn't bother doing it if you don't need it for the Takana. Normally for the Takana, you only need that they should say that you have a right to use it even if it's Yenis. They didn't have to make it yours. If all they're doing is to make sure you're not Eivar and Gzela, so they could say it really belongs to the other guy, but you're allowed to use it, and he's not allowed to use it. So they didn't have to transfer ownership, so they didn't bother. They didn't want to be Masakim more than they have to do. If the Takana Gufa has to be, that has to have a Kenyan, and that's the Takana they want, then it won't come out without him actually having a Kenyan, so they can make him have a Kenyan. But they didn't always want to make him have a Kenyan. So that would explain the Ramban and the Rashba here, that even though they could be Mafkia the Zionist Kenyan, they could be Mafkia Kenyan Kesef, but they didn't. They allowed the kinyan to be chal like it's chal midereisa, but they just said that you misnai keilu it's not chal. They give you a shis to use it even though it's not yours. So that would explain the Ramban and the Rashba. I'm just saying, you can't explain the Ramban and the Rashba because Chazal could only be mafkia, but they can't make a kinyan because here you see the Ramban and the Rashba saying that Chazal weren't even mafkia. And that's very shver. Why shouldn't they be able to mafkia? Hefker bez and hefker. You're going to have to go with the pshat, like Reb Shimon Shkop, that even though they could be mafkia, and the Rashba himself holds in Gittin Lamed Vav, they could actually be makna also. But they didn't do it. They didn't necessarily do it unless the takana was necessary for them to do it. Now, Achreinim also asking about the Gestiva and the Rambam. Because here in this sugya, the Rambam brings the Gemara Kitzurasei. The Rambam says that even by Tlezeh, it only works to be a Esnan Zayna if it's Kaya Bechatzera, or if it's a Zayna Gaya by a Zayna Yisraelis, and it's not Kaya Bechatzera, then it doesn't work. And it's not chal lepsul esna, even though the Rambam passes like a beichana, the dvar Torah ma'is kainis. So you see the Rambam's mufurish, like Taisis and like the Ritva, that even like a beichana and dvar Torah ma'is kainis, but since the Rabbanu mafkir the kinyan ma'is, and hefkir bezit hefkir, the male is not chal lepsul esna. Now the Achreinim ask, Kveig asks this in the Gillian of the Rambam and the Medurah Shapsi Frankel, and other Achreinim, at the Rambam in Perik Tes Melchus Trumas, he says if a Kayin owns a para, Kayin owns a cow, and his soul wants to buy the cow, and he pays for the cow, Zag the Rambam yearly that the Kayin can no longer feed this cow Truma, even though the soul didn't do Mashiach yet. So the Kayin still owns the cow. So he should be able to feed the cow Truma. But since Midiraisa Mois is kindness, I mean, Midiraisa Yisrael owns the cow. So Mamela, since Midiraisa Yisrael owns the cow, so the Kayin can no longer feed the cow Truma. So you see over there that the Rambam holds, Legabe, to be machmer by the Raisas, we say that Kesef does work. So when Yisrael gives Kesef for the cow, so Mel Lechumra belongs to the Yisrael, and the Kayin can no longer feed a Truma. So how come here we don't say the same thing, that since Midiraisa Mayus is kindness, and by Zayin and Goya we say, because she's kinder with Kenyan Kesef, and Mel blibes in Esnan. So why don't we say Lechumra, even by Zayin Yisraelis, but Midiraisa Mayus is kindness, so she should be kinder, and it should have a Psal Esnan. Chayre Pella, how come Legabe, when Yisrael gives money for a cow, we say that Lechumra it's his, and now the Kayin can no longer feed a Truma. And here we say, by the Bia, that it doesn't blame, that a Kenyan Kesef doesn't work to make it a Psul Esnan. So Divin Achreinim say Ipshat, I'll say Ipshat from the Einig Yamtif in Simon Chafei, he says Ipshat like this. He says, the Gemara brings the din of Esnan Asher Teira Afilu Baal Imai. So Gemara in Bavakamad of Einam Abeis Taisis brings it here. And the Pshat is, the Gemara brings a Raya from there, that Kamei min Rabbinei is only a din that Bezin is not mechayiv, but you're still mechayiv to pay lots of sedei shemayim. Because if you're going to say that Kamei min Rabbinei is a pter even lots of sedei shemayim, so how would Esnan be asur by Baal Imai? Baal Imai is a chayiv in Mises Bezin, so we should say Kamei min Rabbinei, and it shouldn't be chayiv mamon. So a male of the Bia, since it's mechayiv Misa, can't be mechayiv mamon, because Kamei min Rabbinei. So Mamela Ibazai, this shouldn't be a psul esnan because there's a ptur for giving the sheep because called maybe the rabbinay. So the Gemara is a raya that even the only potter in Bezdin, but in lots of today Shemaim Yimachuyev, the chi of Misa only potters you from Bezdin. And Mamela it's still esnan because since you chayev lots of today Shemaim, that's called schar for the bia, even though you can't be given in Bezdin, but still there's a chi of lots of sedei shemayim. So Agdei Niyantif, so chay you see from that Gemara, that even if a taka would belong to the Zayna, but if there'd be no chi if to give it to her, not mitzad Bezdin, and even not mitzad lots of sedei shemayim, so even if it belongs, there wouldn't be an esnan. So Mela, so Agdei Niyantif, oibazai, the Rambam holds that Kenyan Kesef, since it works Midiraisa, so Midiraisa belongs to the person who made the Kenyan Kesef. And that's where the Rambam Paskas at the end of Perek Tetz of Milchus Chumas, that when the Yisrael gives the money to the Kayin to buy the Param, the Kayin can no longer feed it Truma. But here, even if Itaka belongs to the Zayin of Midiraisa, but he's not only not Mechuyiv in Bezdin, once Bezdin's Mafkia the Din, once Bezdin's Mafkia Kenyan Kesef, he's not even mechuyev vasei shemayim. He's not mechuyev to honor her ownership at all. If he's not mechuyev at all, so even if Ishtaka owns it, but he's not mechuyev to give it to her, that's mafkia the psul zayna. That you see from the Gemara. The Gemara brings a raya from Esnan Baal Imai, that Esnan Sotar Afilu Baal Imai, that there must be a chiyev vasei sedei shemayim, vices the Gemara is naming on, if there's no chiyev vasei sedei shemayim, even if she owns it, still it's not called an Esnan, because he doesn't have to give it to her. So here, with the Rabbanu Mafkir Echiv, even if she owns it, he doesn't have to give it to her. That's why the Rambam holds his no din Esnan, even though he holds the Kibyechem.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.